When does a Greek Orthodox church feed a virtual city of people in just days? When do men in kilts toss telephone poles for fun and sport? This weekend, apparently. Here to explain why is Hippo editor Amy Diaz. Hippo features stories on some rather interesting annual events in New Hampshire this weekend. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So, the 34th annual Glendy Festival taking place in Manchester this weekend. Let's quote some of the numbers here. They're massive.
Yes, this is a huge event. You know, it started out as a church harvest festival, but this has become really one of the biggest events in the city. So they are expecting anywhere between 35,000 and 40,000 people to come through over the course of the weekend. This means 7,000 pieces of baklava, about 3,300 grape leaves, stuffed grape leaves, about 4,000 meatballs, and about 2,000 pounds of barbecued lamb.
Wow. So how do they make a festival like this happen? I mean, it's a big undertaking.
Well, you know, I was talking to one of the organizers, and so basically the planning for this for next year's Glendy is going to start about 2 days after this year's Glendy ends, and it kind of works that way every year. Back in, I think, about May or June, they started the food preparation, and it's really an assembly line. So, you know, a lot of people get together in the church hall, and they've really done a lot to their church to really be focused on Glendy. So they have, like, refrigerated storage and kitchens for all of this. They put together the pastries. They started this week, about in the middle of the week, working on the meat, mixing up the seasonings, starting to sort of par cook the meat so that they're ready to go and they can kind of cook on demand a little more easily once the festival starts. And it runs Friday through Sunday. It's interesting, the amount of lamb people eat and the amount of food and the kind of food can actually change with the weather. If it's a little too hot, people maybe don't eat as much of something. Maybe the skewers go more. If it's a little warm, if it's a little cooler, more of the comfort food goes a little faster. So they try to gauge based on the weather. It's a whole lot going on to get this festival going.
And it's probably taken years for them to really get this down to a science like this.
It has. You know, each year they kind of look back what worked, what didn't work last year. They've really refined their system.
Now, the Hippo has a story this week about another New Hampshire festival that's really grown over the last few years as well. I'm talking about the New Hampshire Highland Games.
Yes. And so this is another one that actually started out as it started in the mid 70s as a family picnic, started out really as something just for this group and has grown to be a huge event. They were telling me they sell about 21,000 tickets every year. And, you know, all sorts of things going on that celebrate Scottish culture and art. There are competitions, heavy Scottish athletics. There are bagpipe and drum competitions, dance competitions, all sorts of things going on throughout the weekend that you can just sort of walk around and, you know, see these little pieces of Scottish culture.
And this is taking place over at Loon Mountain in Lincoln.
Yes, and this starts today. Just like Glendy, this starts today, Friday, and runs through Sunday.
Well, so give me some highlights. What can we expect to see up there?
Well, I was talking to one of the organizers. I asked her, so, you know, if you've never been before, when do you go? And she said maybe Saturday afternoon would be a great time. There's an event called Mass Band that takes place at noon on Saturday. And this is just hundreds of drummers and pipers, and they're marching all at the same time. She said that, you know, they come out into the field in waves. They're playing. And then there's even a thing they do called counter march. And she said it kind of reminds you of like a Lord of the Ring battle. There are so many people out there on the field at the same time.
It must be a massive sound.
Yeah, exactly. She said this is an event not to be missed. That's happening on Saturday at about noon. Throughout the day, you'll get some of those athletic competitions like the caber toss. She said that's a really popular one. That she kind of described that as like the telephone pole toss. So that's a big one to watch.
It's interesting to me how these two festivals have so outgrown their original intent. They're so huge. I mean, has there been a movement within these events to make them more general interest in order to draw the most people they can?
Well, in both cases, these events are about sharing the culture with the wider community. For both events, you will find people who are involved now who aren't necessarily part of like the original core culture that you're talking about. Over at Glendy, they were saying that, you know, between maybe a third and 40% of the volunteers aren't necessarily church members or identified as Greek. These are people who just really love the Glendy Festival and like being a part of it, like the camaraderie that they get each year. So, you know, it's the sort of thing that people will get drawn into the fun of these big events.
You'll find much more information on both Glendy and the New Hampshire Highland Games going on this weekend at our website, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, editor of the Hippo, thanks for coming by.
Have a great weekend.